If you have your Bibles, please turn in the Word of God to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. It's good to be home. It's good to be home. I know I've already said that a couple times this morning. I just can't say it enough. It's good to be home. Very thankful for the young people God has put in our church. I'm thankful for the servant's heart that they have, whether it's showing up to run a sound system, whether it's running back and forth to set up some chairs or even lead singing or play the piano. Amen. Very thankful for our young people. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Let's all stand together as we read from the Word of God. Verse number 13. The Bible says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Let's have a word of prayer, and then you may be seated. Heavenly Father, thank you for the day. Lord, thank you for another opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk. Lord, I thank you for the Bible that we have to preach and read from today. Lord, I pray that the words that come out of my mouth are your words and they're not my words. Lord, I pray that whatever happens today will be for your honor and your glory. Lord, I pray that you would allow for the people who are here today to get what I got from this message. Lord, I pray that it's a message from you. Lord, I thank you so much for who you are. I thank you for the salvation that you've given to me. Lord, I thank you for what you've done in my heart and in my life. Lord, I pray you give us a wonderful rest of the service today. Be with those who are downstairs and those in the nursery as well. In your precious son's name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Simple subject today, dealing with 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse 13 through 18. We're going to simply look at the peace in knowing. The peace in knowing. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. There's a lot that surrounds this passage. And I thought, I was talking to Pastor before I came up here and talking to a couple different people on the phone. And it's very interesting how God orchestrates what needs to be said. I know that there's a lot that's going on, whether it be in our church, whether it be with people that we know. But there's a peace in knowing. And so we're going to look at four simple points today out of the passage of Scripture that we read. The first one we're going to look at is there's a peace in knowing the people. There's a peace in knowing the people. From what we just read, the Bible says this in verse number 14. It says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." If you look over at verse number 17, verse number 17 says, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." There's a peace in knowing the people that we're going to be with. I think about it. Each and every one of us here will know somebody. I think about it. I was talking to my family as we were down on vacation, because there's always this little thing amongst people that you open up your phone, and I have an iPhone, and you open up the favorites in the phone app, and you have certain number of favorites that you can put in the favorites part. So obviously, if you're in your family ought to be in the favorites, right? So I open up, and we're sitting there, and we're talking about the fact that you can put your phone on do not disturb. Well, when your phone's on do not disturb, the favorites on that list can call at any time, and it still rings. So my mom asks, "So am I on your favorites?" So obviously I open up my phone, and yes, my mom and my dad and my sister are all on my favorites on my phone. Okay, that being said, there is also somebody on my favorites list who can't call me anymore. My grandfather's on that list. I have a picture of my grandfather on that list. It was the only picture I ever got of my grandfather smiling. My grandpa never liked pictures. And I got a picture of him smiling, and I have him sitting there on the favorites on my phone. You know, it's a sad thing to think about, the fact that he can't call me anymore. But there's a peace in knowing that someday I'm going to see him again. There's a peace in knowing that I'm going to meet somebody up there. You think about it, a lot of us, it's very, very hard for us to go to some place when we don't know someone. How many of you are introverts? See, and by asking that question, I just made all of you uncomfortable that you had to raise your hand. Okay? I'm an extrovert. I can go into a place where I have nobody and don't know anybody, and I'll make friends somewhere. Introverts, it's like, don't send me into someplace alone. It's like, I don't want to go by myself. It's better that I go with somebody. Okay, I think about this. My girlfriend, Miss Amy, is an introvert. Okay, she would rather go with somebody to an event that she knows. That way she has somebody and say, okay, they can talk, and I'm just going to stand back here. Okay, there's a peace in knowing that when this time comes that we're going to meet the Lord in the air, we know that there's going to be people that we know. I know that at least three of my grandparents I'm going to meet up there. I know that there are some dear friends of mine that I'm going to meet up there. I think about one of the first people I remember. His name was Mickey Lee. And if you're around me while we have lunch or something, you'll hear me talk about him from time to time. He almost enjoyed eating your food more than he enjoyed eating his. He would sit there and he'd watch you eat, and you'd take a bite, and he'd go, mmm. It's good, isn't it? And he just enjoyed it. He honestly was a wonderful man. I remember when he passed away. He was one of the first ones I remember passing away. I know that I'm going to see him again. There's a peace in knowing that. There's a peace in knowing that you're going to meet God's children up there. I think about this, the dead in Christ, we which are alive and remain. There's a comfort that comes from that fact of knowing that you're saved. There's a comfort in knowing that, hey, I've got peace that I know that, and I know she's not in here so I can point her out. But I know that I'm going to meet my sister up in the air. There's a peace in that. There's a comfort in knowing that she has a testimony of salvation, that I have a testimony of salvation. I know I'm going to see her again. That being said, when it comes to us in our personal life, there's a peace in knowing that we're going to see people again. I think about it. There are some people in our church that are mourning the loss of a loved one. We're going to have a funeral tomorrow for Brother Charlie, who came to the church and sat in the back. He sat right there on the end by the sound booth. If we were downstairs, because he was here before we moved upstairs, he would sit all the way in the back, right up against the door. And he'd be right up there against the wall. Didn't like being all the way up in front of people. But that being said, there's comfort in knowing that you're going to see people again. Especially when it comes to being in mourning. I got talking to a gentleman yesterday, and the statement was made because we were discussing what I've been teaching in Sunday school with Job. The statement was made that each people go through the same tragedy differently. And when you look at people going through tragedy, how I might deal with the loss of a loved one is not how you will deal with the loss of a loved one. Same way, even when it's in the midst of my family, that how I might deal with it is going to be different than my sister or my mom or my dad. But we each know that there's a collective peace in knowing, hey, I'm going to see him again. There's a collective peace in knowing, hey, while my grandpa can't call me, I know eventually I'll talk to him again. I know that eventually I'm going to see him again. And you know, something that might be a little different, that might see him smile a little bit more up there. He was one, whenever you see him, he just had this look. We all know that look. It's just, they're not mad. They're not thinking about anything. It's just, it's like, are you mad? No. That was my grandpa. I remember he used to play Yahtzee with us. It was wonderful. It's for another time. Something to note, though, is we're not alone in the family of God either. I know when it goes through life, it's easy to get alone, especially nowadays where everything seems to go remote really quickly. It's easy to get alone. you feel like you're alone in the world, you feel like you've got nobody to talk to, it's nice to know that we're not alone when it comes to the family of God. It's nice to know that, hey, when the rubber meets the road, one, if you look around you today, you got a family of the family of God sitting around you. You can look around and say, okay, it's not that all of you just happened to walk in here off the road by matter of chance. You didn't know what was going on inside of here. Now, some of you, it might be like that. You have no clue what's going on here today, and I'm sorry that you got to hear me. Come back next week. You can hear my dad. He's amazing. But that being said, we have a purpose that we're here. We'll get to that later on too. But that being said, we're not alone. Okay, I asked a few minutes ago how many of you are introverts. You like having somebody that you go with, that you know they're your security blanket. For us, knowing the people, there's a peace in knowing that there's other people in the family of God. There's a peace in knowing that when you're going to a family reunion, that you've got your security blanket with you. That you've got that person that you know, okay, they'll do the talking. I don't have to talk to any of these people that I grew up with. I'm just kidding. I love my family. Okay. But that being said, there's a peace in knowing the people. Okay. Number two, there's a peace in knowing the place. Verse number 17, it says, "Then we which are alive and remained shall be caught up together with them," where? "In the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." In the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Meeting with Jesus. We have a peace in knowing the place that we're going. I think about this. I'm someone that likes to know where we're going. For example, we had a teen event this month. I didn't tell the teens where we were going. I accidentally didn't tell a set of parents where we were going. Yeah, my fault. That being said, got all the teenagers in the church van, and I've got one teenager in specific in mind that does not like not knowing where we're going. Okay, he's sitting in the back, and I say he's. I've only got like three girls in the youth group, so good luck trying to figure it out. That being said, he's sitting in the back, and he's like, "So are we going here? No. Are we going here? No." I'm like, the answer is just going to be no. I'm not answering yes to anything. So we're driving down 393, and I take a bunch of series of left, right. It's dark out, and we're just going all over the place downtown, and eventually we show up at the bowling alley. That being said, it just about drove him nuts sitting in the back, because he's sitting back there like, I don't know where we're going. Okay? That being said, there's a peace in knowing where we're going. I had peace in knowing that when I got on my flight down in Charlotte that I was coming back to Manchester. I would have less peace if that flight got canceled and I'm trying to figure out how to get back to Manchester and they're saying, "Well, we're going to reroute you all the way over here to get to here, to get to..." I'd rather just get on Charlotte and go to Manchester. There was a peace in knowing that. There's a peace in knowing that we're going to meet with the Lord. There's a peace in knowing, hey, not only am I going to meet with the Lord, but I've got the people that I know that I'm going with. And when you're going, and when you know the place that you're going, there's a certain peace in that. When it comes to the future, we know the place that our loved ones have gone. And we know that, hey, if they're already there, we know it's good for us to show up too. I think about it. My family, we went on vacation this last week down to Tennessee. And a lot of people have already asked. They're like, "So what'd you do for fun? Where'd you go? What'd you do with all of that?" And it probably drives some people a little insane, but we honestly had no plans. We showed up down there and literally had no plans. We didn't know if we were going to go out to some random show or go out to a store or go to Dollywood or go ride the theme park rides. We just didn't know. And we woke up one morning and we had a plan. We said, "Okay, we're going to go do this." Then we all sat there and we looked at each other and we said, "Well, why are we going to go do that?" There's peace in knowing that you have a place that you're going. I think about it. We woke up one morning and we just started driving. That might drive some people insane. I know it sometimes drives me insane because, like, you get in the car and you start driving and your mom or your wife or your sister or whoever you're riding with. With me, it was my family, so I don't have a wife yet. But that being said, we're driving and the statement was made. So where are we going? We're just driving. We're just driving. Well, is there an end? Nope, we're just driving. Can I tell you that there's something peaceful in knowing that, hey, as we're going through life, I know that the end goal, I'm meeting with the Lord in the air. I know that it's not just, well, I'm going through life, just living another day. I have a purpose. I keep saying that, but we're going to get to that later. Next one, there's peace, and this one's going to blow your mind, okay? I know it blew Brother Nate's mind when I mentioned it yesterday. There's peace in knowing that there's peace. Does that make sense? There's peace in knowing that we have peace. The Bible talks about that there's a peace that passes all understanding. The Bible says that over in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7. There's peace when we know that everything's taken care of. The Bible says that Jesus gives us that peace. When I think about this, I think about Brother Tom, Brother Caleb, and Brother Joshua when we flew to the Amazon. For me personally, I'm one that typically is in the mix of making sure that we have everything taken care of. I make sure that we have everything ready to roll. Everything's good to go. I make sure everything's good. Going to the Amazon, I was not in that mix. I was the guy who showed up, they handed me a plane ticket, and I'm on the plane just doing whatever they say. There was peace in knowing that they had it covered. There was also peace in knowing that we didn't have to deal with anything too, wasn't there? Because when flights got canceled, when rides out to certain places got canceled, or when buses didn't show up, there was peace in knowing that I don't have to deal with this, it's somebody else's job. That being said, when it comes to knowing the people, knowing the place where we're going, there's peace in knowing that Jesus has taken care of it. There's peace in knowing that, hey, it's not our job to worry about it. I think Pastor preached on something like that back a few weeks ago on why worry when you can pray. We sung the song, "Why worry when you can pray?" Jesus has taken care of it. God knows. I thought about this when I was flying the other day. It's very interesting how you think of things. And honestly, I got a little worried on the flight. And that's when I started thinking about what Pastor had preached. Because when you're flying and you fly in these little smaller planes, you've got two seats on each row on both sides. And the seats that you happen to have are right over the wheels. So you hear every single knock, every single like clank as those wheels are either coming up or as they're going down. And then as you're landing, you're getting everything. And my heart starts to skip a beat. And I had literally said to someone on the phone, flying is like the safest form of travel. And I'm sitting there on the plane going, I don't feel safe right now. I normally don't hear clank as I'm flying. I don't like hearing that noise. I usually don't like hearing that noise when I'm driving either. But that being said, I'm sitting there and it has started to dawn on me on that fact of saying, okay, there's peace in knowing that God has it all taken care of. That, hey, if this flight does go down, I praise the Lord that it didn't. If this flight does go down, I know that, hey, there's a place that I'm going. I know that there's people that I'm going to see. I know that when I woke up this morning and I got dressed and I was getting ready for church, I knew that there was a place that I was going. I knew that I was coming here. I knew that there was people that I was going to see. Some of you I didn't know were coming, and it's great to see you. But that being said, there's peace in knowing that all this was taken care of. When it comes to our Christian life and knowing the fact that we're going to meet those that have passed on and they're already up there, and we're going to meet them in the air with Jesus, there's a peace in knowing that God has that taken care of. I think about it. My dad used to talk about there's a man that we know in West Africa named Brother Nixon. And how he's on one side of the earth, we're on the other. and how it'd be one of those things that if we're meeting him in the air and we both go up, and it's like, how do we all come together? I'm just glad I don't have to worry about it. I just know I'm going to meet with Jesus in the air. That being said, there's a peace in knowing that. It's an amazing fact that we don't have to worry about death. I think about it in society today. I made the statement in Sunday school. In society today, especially in my generation, there seems to be a lot of just joking about death. I think about it when I worked over here at a cafe. Just you go into work, people come in. Well, I'd rather die today than work. Well, I'd rather die today than go do that. I'd rather die than do this. There's a lot of joking about that. What's nice looking at that is the fact that I don't have to joke about it because I don't have to worry about it. You see, one of the things people won't tell you is one of the things they fear most is death. But there's peace in knowing that everything after death for me is taken care of. Jesus took care of it. Took care of it on the cross for me. And if you're here today and you're worrying about death, can I tell you that there's a peace in knowing that God had it taken care of? There's a peace in knowing that God sent his son to die on the cross for you and me. So that I don't have to worry about, well, what if this plane does go down? I mean, Brother Jordan, I think he's downstairs. He's probably going to have to preach because I'm not going to be there on Sunday. It's all right. Caleb can still lead singing. He'll be fine. Things will go on. But I know that I'm going to be in heaven. I'm going to be up there with the people that I know. But it doesn't negate that I want to be here with the people that I know here too. We've been going through in Sunday school dealing with Job and looking at the life of Job, and we're dealing with Job's complaining right now. And one of the main parts in Job's complaining is that he just would rather have not been born. And we've been looking at that from various different angles. And I made the statement that when we get to that point in life, it's basically like looking at it and saying that God's purpose really doesn't matter. Society today looks at it and society doesn't look at it with a biblical view. They look at it of that life is just terrible, let's just not worry about it. I'm thankful that there's a peace in knowing what's going on. That whether sickness comes through, whether politics gets in the way, whether sports gets in the way, or whatever else goes on in life, that I have a peace in knowing that one thing is constant. And that I know that when I open up this Bible and I read, and it says, okay, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. Okay, that's not by anybody else's word. I don't have to worry about it being by the word of Benjamin Simboli. I don't have to worry about it being by the word of Tom Donahoe. Because I don't know, neither of them have really failed me yet. That being said, it's by the word of the Lord. There's a song, it's called Jesus Never Fails. I listened to it by Kenny Baldwin. He's a preacher out of, I believe it's South Carolina. And he preaches Jesus Never, he sings Jesus Never Fails. And when you look at your life and the fact that Jesus has taken care of everything, he's not going to fail us. Whereas you know that eventually I'm going to fail you. It's going to happen. I'm not perfect. There's a peace in knowing that, hey, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep, for the Lord himself shall descend. It's important to the Lord. There's a peace in knowing that the leader is coming back for the followers. How many of you guys have been in a group, you've gone on a field trip or you've gone on a youth outing and the leader just disappears for a little bit? And then all of you are just standing around going, where did he go? We have no idea what we're doing. This is important enough to the Lord that it says the Lord, for the Lord himself shall descend. There's peace in knowing that he's coming back too. Okay, so we've gone over that there's peace in knowing the people, there's peace in knowing the place, there's peace in knowing that there is peace. But then there's also peace in knowing the purpose. We read down through this entire portion of Scripture and we come to verse number 18, where the Bible says, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." Wherefore comfort one another with these words. The communication that we have. What do we do with this knowledge that we've just read about? Knowledge of knowing, hey, it's important enough for the Lord to come back himself, to be able to come back and come to us. There's important the knowledge that we know that, hey, we're going to go see people that we know. I think about it with families with kids. You say, okay, we're going to go over to this person's house. And they're not all excited, but then you're like, well, your friend so-and-so is there. We're going to go play with so-and-so? They get joy in knowing that they're going over and seeing someone they know. The peace in knowing that we have people that we know. Then and what are we going to do with the knowledge of that we know that there's a place that we're going? Can I challenge you with this too? That the peace that we have knowing that where we're going, there's people that don't have that peace. And like I said earlier, we live in a society today that there are people who are dying and going to hell. They don't know what the peace of God is in knowing that they're going to heaven when they die. I've got friends of mine that I know that when it comes to there's peace in knowing the people, I know that I'm not going to see them when I die. Can I tell you that my goal is to not have another one like that? I don't want to have somebody that I know that I'm not going to see again. It's hard when you look at somebody. I think about the Donahoes leaving California. It's hard when you have people out in California that you know, that you're saying goodbye to, that you don't know when you're going to see them again. Right? It's hard. We were talking about this being down in Tennessee because we were talking about, well, if we talk to everybody that we know down in Tennessee, then we're not going to have enough in a week of vacation to be able to see everybody. So then let's just not reach out to one or two people who are going to tell one or two people who are going to and steamroll it. There's a little bit of uncertainty in not knowing when you're going to see somebody again. But can I tell you there's a peace in knowing that those people that we would have contacted in Tennessee are people that we're going to see in the air with Jesus. Can I challenge you on this throughout the day, this knowledge that we've gotten, the comfort one another with these words? It's comforting to know that I've got friends that I'm going to see in the air. It's comforting to know that I've got friends that I've led to the Lord that I'm going to see up there. Even if I don't see them again here. There's a purpose that we have. Now that purpose extends past the fact of saying, okay, it's good. Excuse me. Not tickling my throat. It extends past the fact of saying there's peace in knowing those that are already saved. It's good to know that my sister's going to be up there. Man, I've got peace. I'm just going to come over here and sit back in that corner. No, because I guarantee you that each and every one of us have somebody that we know that right now you sit back and you go, I don't know if I'm going to see them. I know that I have a few that are just going off in my brain right now. There's a purpose that we have. That's to spread this knowledge too. I think about it, this passage of Scripture is typically one of the passages of Scripture that is read at a funeral. Because there's hope. If you look at society today, I know I keep bringing up society today, we live in the society of today. There's not a lot of hope. I know that, including myself, I normally don't watch a lot of news because there's no hope. I just don't worry about it anymore. I mean, I shouldn't say I don't worry about it anymore. I read the news. I'm up to date. But it's not like I'm sitting there watching the news and investing my life in that when I know that there's a certain hope that I have. That rather, I would rather be able to tell people about this hope and spread the hope and spread the comfort and the joy that this gives in knowing that there is peace that passeth all understanding that Jesus gives. The purpose in that. Last challenge, and then we'll be done. I think about this road down here. I have it in my notes. This road down here, if you come out, turn right out of our driveway, come down to the light down here and turn right. They're working on a bridge. Okay, right now that there is no bridge. At least I haven't driven down there since I got back from vacation. There might be like the bare bones of a bridge, but when I left, there was no bridge. If I knew of the knowledge that there was no bridge, and I had some of our new teenage drivers driving down that road, and I just didn't tell them there was no bridge, am I comforting them with the words that there is no bridge? No. I'm just going to be like, good luck, find out. There's a sign over there on that road that says, road closed. You go down there, the bridge is out. There's a bunch of signs right before the bridge that says the bridge is out. Knowing that that bridge is out and having the words to say, hey, look out, the bridge is out, it warns the people ahead of time. It gives peace in knowing, okay, I think about it, there's some of you that have to drive that way to get home. Knowing that the bridge is out, you know that you have to go another way. When it comes to life, there's only one way to know for sure that you're going to be meeting with Jesus in the air. That way is through Jesus. There's peace in knowing that Jesus has it all taken care of. We're going to have a word of prayer, going to have a time of invitation. But if you're here today and you don't have that peace in knowing that Jesus has it all taken care of, that you know that you're going to that place to meet with Jesus, then I challenge you, let's get that settled today. I don't want to go up to heaven one day and not see each and every one of you. I told you, my goal is not to have another one that I know pass on into eternity and I don't see them again. I want to see each and every one of you up there with me. I know that might sound selfish. But that being said, Jesus wants to see you too.